The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Students, do you remember what St. Peter said when our Lord told him to put his boat out into the deep? And Peter thought, well, gosh, what's the point? I've been fishing all night. Why would I do that again? But okay, if you say so, I'll do it. And there's this huge catch of fish. Peter falls at our Lord's knees. And what does he say? Does anybody know? Maria Sophia, do you think you know? No. Where are some of my go-to students? Joseph, here we go. Oh, we say that a little louder. Oh, very close. Lord, have mercy on me. He says, "Lord, depart from me because I'm a sinful man." Do you remember when the centurion came to our Lord and he had a slave back at home who was sick and close to death? And he comes, he makes this long journey and he asks, "Lord, will you heal my slave?" And Jesus says, "I will come to your house." And the centurion says, "What?" How does the centurion respond to him? Mark? "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof." It's what we say every time we receive Holy Communion. The early fathers of the church, many great saints and theologians, they say this is exactly what Joseph was feeling, which is why he was going to divorce Mary quietly. He thought, "I'm unworthy of this. I am not worthy to have her come under my roof to live with me. I'm a sinful man. She is immaculate. God is working some great thing within her, and it is beyond me. I'm just going to step away quietly." And so the angel of the Lord comes to Joseph to reassure him. It says Mary was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Mary was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Who found her with child? Archbishop Fulton Sheen says Saint Joseph did. And not because he came upon her and realized, oh my gosh, she's pregnant, but because she would have gone to him. They had the most perfect relationship in the history of the world, and so she would have shared it with him. She would have gone to Joseph and said, "This is what happened to me. An angel of God came to me and said, I am going to bear a son." And so Joseph had a decision to make. Gosh, do I do this or not? And he thought, "I'm not worthy of this." Archbishop Fulton Sheen says something so beautiful. When people depict St. Joseph, when they make images of him or statues, oftentimes they make him to be an old man. Archbishop Fulton Sheen says, that is not ever found in all of Catholic tradition. You go down to all the writings of the fathers of the church. You look in the Bible, it never says that Joseph was an old man.
And I like our statue of St. Joseph. It shows him as a good, strong, young man. He says there's every reason to think Joseph and Mary would have really been in love with each other. They would have loved each other as spouses do. And their love would have been the most perfect love. And we ought to think that Joseph was probably very close in age to Mary. But what had Mary chosen when she was just a little girl? That she would give herself to God in an exclusive way. That she would remain a virgin her whole life. And so what Fulton Sheen says is Our Lady would have told Joseph that before they were ever betrothed to one another. She would have said, I've made this promise to God. If you're going to be my spouse, you must make it with me. And Fulton Sheen says, we ought to believe that Joseph did that. That they chose a higher love. That even though they would be married, they would give themselves totally to God together. And so Joseph, he found her to be with child through the Holy Spirit. And just as Our Lady had to make a great act of faith when the Archangel Gabriel came to her, so also did Saint Joseph. He had to say, Lord, I believe that this is your will. And since it is, even though I am unworthy, I will follow it. And students, I want to close with this. St. Maximian Kolbe, he said, he gave this phrase. He said, a big W, a capital W, plus a little W, equals holiness. Big W plus little W equals sainthood. And he said, the big W is the will of God. The little W is our wills. When our wills are united to God's will, we become holy. This is what Mary and Joseph teach because they surrendered themselves completely to the Holy Spirit who showed them the will of God for them. And so let's ask St. Joseph today that we too might be completely surrendered to the Holy Spirit, that we might seek to do God's will in everything.